Fixation, a Due South Fic by Arwen, read by Desiree Armfelt. Fraser only seems to come when Ray's in his mouth. He goes down on Ray 6-7 times before Ray realizes the discrepancy. Hey, his brains were busy being blown by a Mountie on his knees. Cut him a break. But when Ray finally gets Fraser in his mouth, it's nothing much. To Ray, it's huge. Ha! It's mind-blowing, blowing Fraser. Except, he expected a bit more enthusiasm on Fraser's part. Not a head that's getting softer. Not the quiet, steady breath above him, while he's down here whimpering and sliding and gasping. But Fraser... Okay. He figures maybe Fraser is old-fashioned. Just, a bottom. He can work with that. One night he works Fraser open, works himself inside, and fuck, it's the hottest thing he's ever seen. Fraser on his knees, him sliding in and out. And Fraser's biting down on his own fist while Ray fucks him. And Ray thinks maybe it's to stay silent, and tells Fraser to stop. So he does, but he doesn't get any noisier. And if anything, seems to get more inhibited. But he's not saying stop. He's still rocking back, shoving himself onto Ray, chanting, Ray, Ray, Ray. Ray tries to care, tries to be a courteous lover, but he doesn't have even a single extra minute. This is the hottest his dick's ever been. Inside this tight, slicked-up ass, he's not gonna last. Fuck! He goes to apologize after for leaving Fraser hanging, but Fraser's freakishly fine. Not nearly as pissed off as Ray would be if he got fucked but didn't get his. Fraser just nuzzles into his neck and says it's fine, he can wait. And he does, until the next morning, when Ray is woken by the dirtiest, hottest blowjob of his life. Doesn't Fraser know where that's been? But Fraser is going for it, all out, gagging for it, moaning and jerking himself off, and Ray thinks he should be figuring something out here, but then he's just grabbing Fraser's head and slamming home and listening to Fraser make more noise than he thought a man could when his mouth was so full. Cut off, choking noises. And that shouldn't be so hot, but Fraser is doing it to himself, choking himself on Ray's ass-fucking cock, and Ray's not thinking at all. He's just coming and coming, and his cheek is bleeding from how hard he's biting to not yell over Fraser's desperate, lost, blissed-out moans as he splashes hotly over Ray's knee. Ray doesn't think much at all the rest of the day. Tries not to think about the feel of sliding down Fraser's throat, tighter even than his ass. Tries not to think about Fraser sweaty and panting and collapsed on his leg. Tries not to think about doing it again that night. Until he gets home, and they do. Harder, hotter, Ray with both hands on Fraser's head, cutting off Fraser's breath more often than not, Fraser seeming to love it more the harder and rougher it is, Fraser coming harder than he did that morning, if quieter because he doesn't come until Ray is pumping down his throat and Fraser can't get a breath for 10-20 seconds, the forever that orgasm lasts, and maybe Ray would feel guilty, but that's when Fraser comes, eyes clenched and gone, gone, gone on bliss for longer than Ray is. So Ray says to hell with guilt anyway. So that's that, then. Ray resigns himself to a life of getting the best blowjobs anyone has ever had, nothing to complain about there, and Fraser goes around with a small smile on his sometimes chapped lips and starts using more caribou something goop, whatever Canadian freaks use instead of chapstick. Ray stops looking at Fraser, because he can't see that face without seeing his own cock sliding in and out of it. And other times he realizes he's staring again, has to shake himself out of it. But Fraser knows. Fraser always knows. And makes sure to make it happen when there's a chance, which is more often than you'd think, because Fraser seems to think obscenity laws are things that only apply to other people. And doesn't so much always wait until anything as practical as privacy, or doors that lock, or sometimes doors at all. Sometimes Ray misses the thought of Fraser's cock in his mouth. Sometimes he wishes he could see Fraser's broad, beautiful back spread before him, could grab that luscious ass while he pumped into it. sometimes even wonders what it'd be like to have Fraser lose it that hard inside Ray, to get to see his face, all of it, tight and open and gasping while he came in Ray. But it only ever lasts until Fraser's down in front of him, going down on him, because no regret can survive that inferno, not even a little. Until Vecchio gets back. There had never been anything there, Fraser swears, and mostly, eventually, Ray believes him. Vecchio, as much as Ray kinda hates the guy, doesn't act like a scorned lover, or an ex, or anything at all, except maybe an obnoxious and overly protective older brother. But he also sees the way Fraser looks at him sometimes. Not, like, with lust, but considering. One of the problems with their sex life, really the only problem, and only rarely does it even occur to Ray, is Fraser can't say anything. But finally, Ray figures it out, uses his hands not to pull Fraser closer, but to hold him away. Fraser clearly doesn't understand, pulls and strains and sticks his tongue out far, trying to get another taste. And goddamn, that's good. That is working for Ray. But no, focus. He's got a focus. He's got a plan. Finally, haltingly, he gets the picture from Fraser. And wow, is it a weird one. He doesn't want Vecchio, not exactly. He wants what Vecchio might let happen. Wants Vecchio's cock in his mouth so he can feel Ray in his ass. Ray's mouth on his cock, himself inside Ray. He wants Ray to know him like that as well. Wants to be able to respond how Ray wants him to. Wants, Ray reads between the lines, to be enough for Ray. When he's gotten all of it, more than enough, out of Fraser, they're neither of them in the mood, not about to go back to what they were doing. But Ray can't stand being so far away from Fraser, not when Fraser is looking so broken, so ashamed. So Ray drags him to bed, rolls on top of him, and they kiss. They kiss, and Ray sticks his tongue deep in Fraser's mouth. And okay, that's a little weird, but it's more than made up by the way Fraser moans and thrusts back up at him, and yes, comes all over his belly. And afterwards, Ray uses his mouth, lets it just run, tells Fraser he's enough, he's more than enough, he's perfect, Ray's got no complaints, he's in love with Fraser's mouth, but if he wants, if Fraser wants to try new things, Ray's all about that too. He can get his freak on, anything Fraser wants. And then Fraser's on him, kissing his way down Ray's body, eyes locked on Ray's, and Ray's whispering, yeah, fuck yeah, go for it. And yeah, they can make this work. Later that week, Ray heads home. The weirdest looking gag he's ever seen, that the shop gal assures Ray is hugely popular among people of a particularly oral bent, in a box, in a bag. And he thinks maybe sometime they can take Vecchio out for dinner and just see. The end.